Hare Krishna. I wish you all a wonderful spiritual evening.
Želim vam svima prekrasno duhovno večer.
Before I start to speak, I would like to ask you, can you read Srila Prabhupada's books?
Prije nego što počnemo, želio bih vas pitati, ko od vas čita Srila Prabhupadine knjige?
Yes, I was thinking so, that this is most of you. So, before I start, I would request you to do a little exercise. Please turn to your neighbor and then discuss with him what benefit you have received from reading Srila Prabhupada's book.
Prije nego što počnemo, želio bih da izvedemo jednu malu vježbu, isto tako da se okrenemo prema svom najbližem susjedu i malo razgovaramo sa njim o tome kakvu dobro bismo našli učitajući Srila Prabhupadine knjige.
Yes. Please listen. What is it you should remember? You know, sometimes in your life you were reading and was there a special insight which you have gotten?
Sjetit ćete se da ste ponovno čitali i da ste onda dobili poseban neki utisak i uvid u nešto.
Or maybe a special inspiration.
Ili možda neko posebno nadahnuće.
What was it?
Što je to bilo?
How did it feel?
Kako ste se osjećali?
Please share this with your neighbor.
Molim vas, podijelite to sa svojim susjedom.
And the way we are going to do it is first one of you speaks.
To ćemo učiniti tako da prvo jedan od vas govori.
And then the neighbor's duty is to just listen.
A dužnost ovog vašeg susjeda je samo da sluša.
He should not say glupas or how good. Just you know, he should not value or judge it.
Vaš susjed pritom ne bi smio govoriti da je nešto glupost ili tako, ne bi smio procjenjivati to.
For this exercise we have about 10 minutes, so each one of you has 5 minutes.
Za ovu vježbu imamo ukupno 10 minuta, znači 5 minuta po svako od vas.
Our time is up. If you all found out from the other person what is the experience of the other person?
Vrijeme je isteklo. Jeste li svi saznali od druge osobe kakva su vaša iskustva?
Yes. Namaste. So, I think at different times in our lives, we all have received great inspiration from reading transcendental literature.
Smatram da smo u razna doba našeg života svi stekli iskustvo u čitanju duhovne književnosti.
A simple understanding is that reading broadens your horizon by giving you wisdom which you previously did not have.
Možemo razumjeti da čitanje predstavlja širenje naših obzora, tako da shvaćamo čitanjem stvari koje prije nismo uspjevali shvatiti.
I was saying to Nanda Kishore that the mother of Goethe, the poet, used to have a technique. Whenever she had a question, she would open the Bible, you know, pray, oh, give me the answer, dear Gospodin, and then open the Bible, and sometimes, or in many cases, she got an answer by just opening it at a place where some instruction was there which helped her.
Goethova majka imala je poseban metod nalaženja odgovora u Bibliji, tako da je stavila Bibliju pred sebe i iskreno zamolila, molite Gospodine pomozi, i onda je naslovnično otvorila.
In our spiritual tradition, reading transcendental literature is also very important.
U našoj duhovnoj tradiciji čitanje duhovne literature je također vrlo značajno.
See, there is a secret.
Postoji tajna.
Just like the Lord is identical with his holy name, he is also identical with the scripture which describes him.
Upravo kao što se Gospodin ne razlikuje od njegovog svetog imena, isto tako se ne razlikuje ni od spisa koji ga opisuju.
In the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the saints asked the question, where can we find Krishna now? He has left the planet. Is there any place where we can still contact him?
Na početku Srimad Bhagavatama sveci i mudraci pitaju, Krishna je otišao, gdje ćemo ga naći? Ima li kako mjesto gdje bi ga mogli opet naći?
I think we can understand these saints. Krishna had personally appeared on the planet and he had spoken a lot of spiritual knowledge and given his association to most of his devotees, but now he had left, so the devotees, so the saints wanted to know, can we contact him?
Ja mislim da možemo i mi razumjeti te svece. Krishna se naime u to doba bio osobno pojavio na planeti i poučio je ljude mnogo znanja i sada kad je otišao, prirodno da su oni bili zainteresirani. Gdje ga možemo naći?
Where is his address?
Gdje je njegova adresa?
And the answer which is given is that he is in the pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Odgovor je da se on nalazi na stranicama Srimad Bhagavatama.
It is described that the Bhagavatam that when the Lord disappeared, a spiritual darkness surrounded the planet Earth.
Opisano je da kada je Gospodin nestao, onda je duhovna tama ovladala svijetom.
And then the Bhagavatam, the beautiful literature about the Lord, appeared just like the sun which dispels the darkness.
A potom se pojavio Srimad Bhagavatam kao svjetlo koje je poput sunca rastjeralo tam.
And it is described that especially people who have lost their orientation due to this darkness of ignorance in the age of Kali shall get light from this particular scripture.
I opisano je upravo da će oni ljudi koji su izgubili orijentaciju u toj tami naći svjetlo u Srimad Bhagavatam.
In other words, when you read the Bhagavatam, you can have direct association with Krishna and the result will be felt of this.
Drugim riječima, kad čitate Srimad Bhagavatama, imat ćete osjećaj neposrednog dodira s Krišnom i rezultat će biti da ćete to osjetiti.
When you come in front of the sun, two effects can be seen.
Kad stanete pred sunce, možete osjetiti dva učinka.
It gets warm.
Postaje toplije.
And you can see.
I možete vidjeti.
So in the same way, someone who reads transcendental literature has two effects.
Na isti način, onaj ko čita transcendentalnu književnost također osjeća dva učinka.
You should check yourself if you have such effects.
Morate sami provjeriti i ustanoviti da li vam se događaju ti učinci.
The first effect is described in the first canto 7th chapter, text 6, no 7, where it is said that simply by listening to this Vedic literature, the fire of lamentation, illusion and fearfulness is taken out.
To je opisano u prvom pjevanju, sedmom poglavlju, sedmom stihu, da jednostavno čitanjem ove književnosti će nestati svo jadikovanje, strah i iluzija.
Lamentation, illusion and fearfulness goes away.
Dakle, jadikovanje, iluzija i strah odlaze, nestaju.
This is the psychological poison which most of us suffer from.
To je vrsta psihološkog otrova od kojeg svi mi patimo.
We are lamenting.
Jadikujemo.
Because we have lost something which is very dear to us.
Jer smo izgubili nešto što nam je jako drago.
We are in illusion about our true spiritual self.
Nalazimo se u iluziji u vezi našeg istinskog duhovnog jastva.
And we feel insecure in our life. We have fear.
i osjećamo nesigurnost u životu i bojimo se.
All this is like a fire which eats us alive.
Sve je to poput vatre koja nas žive i zjeda.
And you have a fire in your house, don't stand by, you have to extinguish it.
Ako se u vašoj kući pojavi vatra, nemojte samo stajati, morate je ugasiti.
In the same way, when you have lamentation, when you don't feel well, if you are in illusion and if you are full of fear, you must do something against it.
Na isti način, ako osjećate strah i ako ste u iluziji, ako jadikujete, također morate nešto poduzeti protiv toga.
Yes, that is, you must listen to transcendental, to the Srimad Bhagavatam, and put the knowledge alive in, or apply the knowledge in your life.
A to je da morate čitati transcendentalni Srimad Bhagavatam i primijeniti to znanje u svom životu.
If you do not become free of fear, if you don't become free of illusion, if you don't become free of insecurity and all of this, something is not going well in your spiritual life.
Ako se ne oslobodite straha i ne oslobodite se iluzije, onda budite uvjereni da nešto ne ide pravilno u vašem duhovnom životu.
The son of the Bhagavatam, the son of spiritual literature is not there in your life.
Sunce Srimad Bhagavatam, sunce transcendentalne književnosti nije prisutno u vašem životu.
You're not getting warm, you remain cold.
On vas ne zagrijava, nego vam ostaje hladno.
Second, result of hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam is that Krishna comes on the lotus of your heart.
Drugi rezultat slušanja Srimad Bhagavatama je da Krishna dolazi na lotus vašeg srca.
This means, this is a very poetical description, what it means is that you feel Krishna is there in your life.
Ovo je poetski opis koji znači da se zapravo Krishna pojavljuje u vašem životu.
This is compared with that you can see in your life that the brightness, the Krishna sun, helps you to see things in the proper perspective.
Usporedba je dakle da svjetlost Krishne dovodi do toga da vi možete vidjeti stvari u svojoj pravilnoj perspektivi.
Yes. This must happen when you read the Srimad Bhagavatam.
To se mora dogoditi ako čitate Srimad Bhagavatam.
Now at this moment you might say, who? Sachidananda Swami. I am reading the Bhagavatam, but it did not happen as of yet in my life.
Sada biste mogli reći, o Sachidananda Swami, ja čitam Srimad Bhagavatam, a to se još nije dogodilo u mom životu.
What is wrong?
Što je pogrešno?
Either the Bhagavatam is wrong, or your reading is wrong.
Ili je Bhagavatam u krivu, ili je moje čitanje u krivu.
See, all spiritual processes will only work when you do them in the proper way.
Svi duhovni procesi djelovat će ako ih upražnjavamo na pravi način.
Most of us apply spiritual processes, but we don't apply them properly, and therefore the result is not always coming as we hear it in the scriptures.
Većina nas primjenjuje duhovno znanje, ali ne na pravi način, iz toga rezultat se ne pojavi onako kao što je to opisano u Srimad.
Let me ask you a question.
Da vas pitam jedno pitanje.
Is it always true that when I take a fire and light and put the fire to straw, that the straw will burn?
Da li će se uvijek dogoditi da ako uzmem šibicu i zapalim slamu, da li će ona uvijek uhvatiti vatru, zapaliti se?
Ne. What is the analysis? When is it not good? When the straw is wet, then the shibisi cannot burn the straw.
Kada je slama mokra, onda šibica ne može zapaliti slamu.
Yes. The same thing holds true when you don't fulfill the right qualifications and apply spiritual processes, then they do not work.
Ista stvar se događa i sa duhovnim procesima. Oni ne djeluju ako ih pravilno ne primijenimo.
Let me discuss what is necessary so that the hearing of the Bhagavatam will work in these two ways which I have described.
Želim vam sada reći što je potrebno da bi Šrimad Bhagavatam, čitanje Šrimad Bhagavatama zaista djelovalo u ovom opisanom smjeru.
We want to see that when we read the Bhagavatam, that we become free from lamentation and illusion and fearfulness, and that Krishna manifests in our heart. What is necessary that this actually happens?
Čuli smo dakle da čitanjem Šrimad Bhagavatama nestaju radikovanje iluzija i strahi u našem životu, i što je zaista potrebno da bi se to zaista i dogodilo?
If we want to apply the example which we have just given, what is necessary that the straw of our heart becomes dry so that the fire of the Bhagavatam can ignite it.
Ako se vratimo na ovaj prethodni primjer, onda je pitanje kako možemo osušiti slamu našeg srca da bi je vatra Šrimad Bhagavatama mogla zapaliti.
There is a very interesting answer to this question. Which is given by Srila Prabhupada in the third chapter of the first canto, text 44. If you want to note it down, then you can read 1.3.44.
Dakle, u Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.44 je Srila Prabhupada dao vrlo zanimljiv odgovor na to pitanje.
He says, simply hearing the Bhagavatam is not all.
Rekao je, jednostavno samo čitanje Šrimad Bhagavatama nije sve.
One should hear with rapt attention from the real person.
Čovjek treba čitati s napregnutom pažnjom i to slušati od prave osobe.
And then, when one hears with rapt attention, one can at once realize the presence of Lord Krishna in every page.
I onda, ako osoba sluša s napregnutom pažnjom, onda može spoznati Krišnu na svakoj strani.
Yes. So, then Prabhupada tells us how we can hear with rapt attention.
Zatim nam Prabhupada objašnjava kako možemo čuti sa tom napregnutom pažnjom.
He says we must be pure in mind.
Rekao je, moramo biti čisti u svom umu.
Some of us, I think most of you are chanting Hare Krishna, we all have sometimes problems that we are not so concentrated.
Većina nas mantra Hare Krishna, a većina ima i problema jer nisu sasvim usredotočeni.
That is because our mind is not pure enough.
A to se događa zbog toga što naš um nije dovoljno čist.
So many thoughts are coming and going, and most of them are a little bit material.
Tolike misli ulaze i izlaze iz njega, a većina tih misli su pomalo materialne.
So the question is, how can we become pure in our mind?
Pitanje je dakle, kako možemo postati čisti u svom umu?
Prabhupada says, we must be pure in our action.
Prabhupada kaže, moramo postati čisti u svom djelovanju.
On a gross level, that means you must be pure in your eating, your sleeping, your fearing, and your mating.
Dakle, na grubom nivou to bi značilo da moramo biti čisti u našem jedenju, spavanju, branjenju i razmnožavanju.
Yes. For devotees also, I want to tell you, you must be pure in your talking.
A za bhakte može se dodati da morate biti čisti i u svom razgovoru.
The tongue is such a spineless creature.
Jezik je tako gipka kreatura.
So often this creature which doesn't have a spine brings us in trouble.
Toliko često nas to biće koje nema kičmu dovodi u nevolju.
We talk, and not all of it is healthy talk.
Mi neprekidno govorimo i govorimo, a nije sve od toga baš zdravo.
Some of it is dishonest.
Nešto od toga je nepošteno.
Sometimes our talk blasphemes other.
Ponekad našim govorom vrijeđamo ljude.
Or we talk nonsense.
Ili pričamo gluposti.
Remember how Mother Sita was kidnapped.
Sjetite se kako je majka Sita bila oteta.
It was because of the tongue.
To je bilo zbog jezika.
She said to Lakshman, "Oh Lakshman, I know from the day you saw me, you have planned to possess me illegitimately."
Rekla je, "Oh Lakshman, ja znam od kad me poznaješ, ti si stalno smišljao kako da me nezakonito posjeduješ."
It was not true. Lakshman was a faithful servant of Ramachandra and of Mother Sita.
To međutim nije bila istina, jer Lakshman bio predani i vjeran sluga majke Sita i gospodina Ramachandra.
But the tongue just said this, and Lakshman felt so hurt that he left Mother Sita, and as a result she could be kidnapped by the demon Ravan.
No, jezik je to izgovorio i Lakshman je bio toliko povređen da je napustio majku Situ, što je opet rezultiralo time da je oteo demon Ravana.
Often we talk things which is not helpful.
Često govorimo o stvarima koje nam nisu od pomoći.
And our mind becomes impure.
I naš um postaje nečist.
And then we cannot be attentive to spiritual things.
A tada ne možemo biti pažljivi što se tiče duhovnih stvari.
In Vienna there is one very famous talk that says Schmäh means what the people in Vienna do, and they sit outside in the cafeteria. Yes.
Yeah.
And it means talking bad about others. That's what the Schmäh means.
U Beču postoji taj jedan izraz, Schmäh, koji znači zapravo sjediti u kafanama i ogovarati druge.
That's the personal sport of the Vienna people. there's a special word for this.
To je poseban, osoban sport stanovnika Beča i zato postoji posebna riječ za to.
So let us summarize.
Da sumiramo.
We will be able to see Krishna in the pages of the Bhagavatam when we hear properly, with rapt attention.
Moći ćemo vidjeti Krishnu na stranicama Srimad Bhagavatama kada budemo pažljivo slušali s napregnutom pažnjom.
It's the same with the holy name. When you chant with the proper attention, then Krishna will manifest on your tongue and in your heart.
To je isto kao i sa svetim imenom. Ako matramo dovoljno pažljivo, onda će se Krishna manifestirati, doći u naše srce.
But to pay rapt attention, we must be pure in our mind, and that only happens if we are pure in our activities.
Ali da bismo bili dovoljno pažljivi, moramo biti čisti u svom umu, a to opet znači da moramo biti čisti u svojim djelima.
In Ljubljana I have said that there is something in literature which is called performative utterances.
U Ljubljani sam objasnio da postoji nešto u toj književnosti što se zove izgovaranje.
Performative utterances, it means like active words, powerful words which do something.
Dakle, izgovaranje moćnih riječi koje mogu utjecati na nekakvo djelovanje.
And the Bhagavatam is in this category. These are very powerful words. The Sanskrit is full of transcendental potency which can drive away ignorance and manifest Krishna.
Dakle, Bhagavatam spada u tu kategoriju jer su njegove transcendentalne riječi pune te moći, te energije koje mogu dovesti Krishnu.
Let me give you an example of a performative sentence.
Želim vam dati jedan primjer od takve moćne rečenice.
When a judge says to our Branko, Branko, I sentence you for 10 years in prison.
Kada sudac kaže Branko, osuđujem te na 10 godina zatvora.
When the judge is bona fide,
ako je sudac vjerodostojno, ako punomoćen,
I don't want to give Branko as an example, and so the listener is bona fide criminal.
A ako je onaj ko to sluša u osudu vjerodostojan kriminalac,
then the sentence has a tremendous power.
Onda ta rečenica ima nevjerojatnu moć.
This sentence, I sentence you for 10 years, will turn the whole life of that person. It will change the whole life.
Ta rečenica, osuđujem te na 10 godina, promijenit će cijeli život te osobe koja je u pitanju.
Or let us say, a man says to a woman, I love you.
Ili recimo, muškarac kaže ženi, volim te.
And the woman says, really? Yes. And this sentence has a tremendous influence of the life of these two people.
Ta rečenica ima također nevjerojatan utjecaj na život, to je to dvoje ljudi.
When they have the marriage ceremony, will you take care of so and so? And he says, da! This da is 40 years of heavy consequence.
Kada osoba pita hoće li se brinuti za vrijeme bračne ceremonije, hoće li se brinuti o ovoj osobi, i kada on kaže da, to je riječ koja će idući 40 godina donijeti nezagledive posljedice.
Yes. Do you understand? There are certain sentences or words which have a tremendous power in changing people's life.
Dakle, postoje riječi i rečenice koje imaju nevjerojatan utjecaj da izmijene ljudski život.
But it only works when the qualification is there.
Ali one djeluje tako samo ako je prisutna kvalifikacija.
When Ramachandra comes to me and says, Sashinandan Swami, I sentence you for 10 years in jail.
Kada, ako bi Ramachandra došao i rekao za Sachinandan s vami osuđen te na 10 godina u zatvoru,
it has no consequence.
To ne bi uzrokovalo nikakve posljedice.
Because he is not in the, he is not a judge, and yeah. I am not a bona fide criminal.
Jer on je sudac, a ja nisam zastupan pravi zločina.
Or if, when children play marriage, it also doesn't have this same consequence when they give them, when they say each other, yes, we will be man and woman for the rest of our life. It doesn't mean as much.
Tako je kad se djeca igraju braka, onda isto tako njihova izjava biti su tvoj muž ili žena čitav život ne znači praktički ništa za njihov život, stvarni život.
Do you know now what is a performative sentence or utterance?
Da li sada znate što znači takav iskaz, moćan iskaz?
The Bhagavatam is full of these powerful sentences.
Bhagavatam je prepun takvih moćnih rečenica.
But you need to be qualified so that it changes your life.
Ali morate i sami biti kvalificirani da bi vam to moglo promijeniti život.
Yes, also when you are not so concentrated, something happens when you read the Bhagavatam.
Da, i kad čitate Bhagavatam, a niste jako koncentrirani, nešto se ipak događa.
But if you want the full benefit, then you must read with rapt attention.
Ali ako želite punu dobrobit, onda morate čitati s punom pažnjom.
I wish to give you now an example of a reader of the Bhagavatam who fulfilled this qualification and who had the Lord appear in his life.
Želim vam sada ispričati primjer tako kvalificiranog čitatelja Šrimad Bhagavatama koji je ispunio te odlike i gospodin mu se pojavio u životu.
My example is not very pious.
Taj moj primjer nije baš jako pobožan.
His name was Dukari. He was a man who was extremely violent and ill-behaved.
njegovo ime bilo je Dundukari i bila je osoba koja je bila vrlo nasilna i zla.
The only good thing was that he had a brother whose name was Gokana, who was having great faith in reading the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Jedino je imao sreću da je imao brata koji se zvao Gokarna, koji je čitao Srimad Bhagavatam.
Dundukari threw his mother into a well and killed her.
Dundukari je bacio svoju majku u bunar i utopio je.
And then he went away from home and he lived with 10 prostitutes.
Zatim je napustio dom i živio je sa 10 prostitutki.
And he was doing things with them which I will not tell you this evening because then you will have bad dreams.
I radio je s njima stvari o kojima vam neću pričati jer biste noćas loše sanjali.
Finally, the prostitute thought, well, this is too much. I mean, if the king hears about this lusty monster, then he will put him in jail and he will also put us in jail. Better we kill him.
Na kraju su prostitutke i same zaključile, ovog je stvarno dosta, do kraja sazna kako je čovjek nemoralan i sa sve radi, onda će i njega i nastaviti u zatvor.
Yes. So, one day, when Dundukari was resting, they came with ropes and they tied him on the bed.
Jednog dana kad se Dundukari odmarao, onda su ga zgrabile na krevet i zavezali konopcima za krevet.
He woke up and said, "What are you doing with me?"
Probudio se i pitao, "Što radite sa mnom?"
And they said, "We are killing you today."
A oni su rekli, "Sad ćemo te ubiti."
They took the knife and they tried to cut the head off.
Uzeli su nož i pokušali su mu odrezati glavu.
Somehow he had such a thick skin that they couldn't. Blood was coming, but they could not kill him.
No, imao je tako debelu i tvrdu kožu da je iako je krvario, nisu ga mogli ubiti.
He was screaming.
Vrištao je.
What if someone hears it? So they took burning logs of wood and they stuffed it in the mouth. And this way he was finally, after 10 minutes, dead.
I oni su se uplašili da će to neko čuti, to njegovo vikanje, onda su konačno mu u usta strpali zapaljenu cjepanicu i nakon 10 minuta je konačno umro.
I'm sorry, Dolores, you look totally shocked there. It will have a good ending. As a result of his very, very violent death, Dundukari could not accept a new physical body, but took the body of a ghost.
Rezultat njegove vrlo, vrlo nasilne smrti je da Dundukari više nije mogao prihvatiti ljudsko tijelo, već je dobio tijelo duha.
One day it so happened that his brother Gokana went through this area where his brother had been killed, and he stopped in a lonely house spent the night there.
Dogodilo se da njegov brat Gokarna prolazio tim predjelima i zaustavio se u jednoj praznoj kući da prenoći.
Gokarna had already fallen asleep when all of a sudden he heard noise in the house.
I Gokarna je taman zaspao kad je iznenada začuo buku u kući.
And he saw a human being with the head of a goat.
Ugledao je ljudsko biće s glavom koze.
He ran towards Gokana.
I to biće je potrčalo prema Gokani.
But Gokana says, the ghost couldn't do anything.
I Gokana je mantra, je Krishna i duh mu nije mogao ništa učiniti.
Then he asked, "Who are you, poor ghost?"
Zatim ga je pitao, "Ko si ti, jadni duše?"
And he said, I am your brother, Dundukari."
A ovaj rekao, "Ja sam tvoj brat, Dundukari."
Look at me.
Pogledaj me.
Yes, I'm duh. Can you do anything? Please liberate me from this terrible existence of a ghost.
Možeš li, molim te, nešto učiniti da me oslobodiš od ovog strašnog postojanja kao duh?
Oh, said Gokarna, my poor brother, we have to do something.
On rekao Gokarna, javni moj brat, moramo nešto učiniti.
I have an idea.
Imam ideju.
I will read the Bhagavatam for you.
Čitat ću Bhagavatam za tebe.
I will invite many people.
Pozvat ću mnoge ljude.
And you are to come.
I ti također dođi.
So for 7 days, Gokarna read the Srimad Bhagavatam. And at the end of the 7 days, something wonderful happened.
I tijekom 7 dana Gokarna je čitao Srimad Bhagavatam i 7. dana dogodilo se nešto čudesno.
It made a noise.
Bang!
Čuo se zvuk.
And from within a piece of wood where this ghost had stayed, so listen, a beautiful boy came.
Taj duh je prebivao u jednom drvu, u jednoj stabici i u tom trenutku iz tog drva izašao jedan prekrasni dječak.
He had a body bright as the sun.
Imao je tijelo sjajno poput sunca.
And he said to Gokarna, who had recited the Bhagavatam, thank you so much. You have liberated me from the existence of a ghost. It's me, your brother, in my spiritual body.
I rekao je Gokarni koji čitao Srimad Bhagavatam, rekao je hvala ti puno, ja sam tvoj brat koji si konačno spasio u svom izvornom duhovnom tijelu.
And at this moment, the audience saw another wonder.
U tom trenutku slušatelji su vidjeli još jedno čudo.
From the spiritual world there came an airplane.
Iz duhovnog svijeta došao je avion.
On it were the beautiful Vishnu Dutas, the associates of Lord Vishnu, and they invited the boy to come to on the airplane and fly back in the spiritual world Vaikuntha, where there is no birth and death.
Na njemu su bili Vishnu Dute, sluge gospodina Vishnua, koji su pozvali tog dječaka da se popne s njima, ali oni vrati u duhovni svijet gdje više nema rođenja i smrti.
And this wonder happened. The audience protested.
Kad se to čudo dogodilo, slušatelji su se pobunili.
We also have heard the Bhagavatam. What is with us? Why don't we also go back?
I mi smo također slušali Bhagavatam, a što je s nama, zašto se i mi ne možemo vratiti?
This is not fair!
To nije pošteno.
But Gokarna said, no, it is
fair. Ne, rekao je Gokarna, pošteno je.
There is one very important difference between you and my brother Dundukari.
Postoji jedna vrlo važna razlika između vas i mog brata Dundukarija.
When you were hearing the Bhagavatam, you were thinking sometimes things which were not in the Bhagavatam.
Dok ste vi slušali Bhagavatam, razmišljali ste ponekad o stvarima koje nema veze s Bhagavatam.
Your attention was not very concentrated and fixed.
Vaša pažnja nije bila tako usredotočena.
You thought of your home.
Razmišljali ste o svom domu,
your relatives,
vašim rođacima,
your own problems,
vašim vlastitim problemima.
But Gokarna, my brother, only heard the Bhagavatam. He knew it was his only solution, so to say.
Ali moj brat je jednostavno pažljivo slušao Bhagavatam jer je znao da je to njegovo jedino rješenje.
That is the difference.
I tome je razlika.
And that is the difference which that is what Srila Prabhupada here says in this last purport of chapter 3. We must hear with rapt attention in order to experience the results of hearing the Bhagavatam.
I to je ono o čemu Srila Prabhupada govori u zadnjem komentaru u 3. poglavlja a to je da moramo slušati sa usredotočenom pažnjom da bi mogli imati učinak od čitanjima Bhagavata.
In the Bhagavatam it is said that when you have the urge to hear and understand, then Krishna manifests in your heart and drives away all the desires for material enjoyment.
U Bhagavatamu je rečeno da ako imate zaista pravu želju i motivaciju da čitate i slušate, onda vam Bhagavatam otjera sve želje za materijalnim uživanjem.
My dear devotees, this was my lecture.
Dragi moji bhakte, to je bilo moje predavanje.
Now I will make one PS.
Sad ću vam još reći nešto u postscriptum.
Yes, this postscriptum is important.
Ovaj postscriptum je važan.
Please listen quite attentively.
Molim vas, slušajte vrlo pažljivo.
It is sometimes very difficult for us to concentrate on spiritual things when we are suffering.
Ponekad je vrlo teško da se usredotočimo na duhovne stvari ako patimo.
Yes, suffering can be an impetus to turn to spiritual life.
Da, patnja može biti i poticaj da se okrenemo ka duhovnom životu.
But if we suffer while we are engaged in spiritual life, then this suffering can be diversion.
Ali ako patimo za vrijeme dok smo angažirani u duhovnom životu, onda ta patnja može predstavljati prepreku.
Therefore, it is very important for us that we somehow can as human beings in this world can find the right activity which suits our natures.
Stoga je za nas kao ljudska bića vrlo važno da nađemo neku djelatnost koja će odgovarati našoj prirodi.
Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was saying that it is not necessary for a person to leave his occupation.
Stoga gospodin Čajtanja Mahaprabhu kaže da nije obavezno, nije važno da da čovjek napusti svoje zanimanje.
It's not necessary to leave one's home.
Nije također ni važno da osoba napusti dom.
One can stay where one is and engage in chanting and hearing.
Osoba može ostati tamo gdje jeste i jednostavno se zaokupiti slušanjem i mantranjem.
See, but for most of us, this is not a question to leave our home or leave our occupation. We first have to find our home and find our occupation.
Za mnoge od nas nije zapravo pravo pitanje da ne napustimo dom ili zanimanje, već prvo trebamo naći svoj dom i zanimanje.
In other words, we have to find something which stimulates our where we can feel at home.
Drugim rječima, moramo naći neki položaj gdje ćemo se osjećati kao na kući.
At home, we're saying at home, I mean something where we feel well and protected and, you know, stimulated and so on.
Kada kažem dom, pod time podrazumijeva mjesto gdje ćemo se osjećati dobro i zaštićeno i stimulirano.
Let us not overlook this important aspect in spiritual life.
Ne smijemo samo tako preći preko tog vrlo važnog aspekta duhovnog života.
If we are brahmacharis and sannyasis, that's fine, then let us situate ourselves in this way. But if we are more grihastha devotees, which is most probably what all of us are, then let us situate ourselves there.
Ako smo brahmačari ili sanjasi, onda je to u redu da se tako situiramo. Međutim, ako smo više grihaste, a većina nas smo takvi, onda moramo pronaći način da se na taj način situiramo.
But wherever we are, either as a sanjasi in the jungle, it says in the scriptures,
no, gdje god da se nalazimo, bilo da smo sanjasi u džungli, kao što je rečeno u spisima.
Or if we are living in a town and do some maintain ourselves in some ways.
ili ako živimo u gradu i radimo nešto da bi se održali.
We should come to the situation in our life where we can listen with rapt attention to the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Moramo stvoriti situaciju u kojoj možemo slušati Srimad Bhagavatam sa napregnutom pažnjom.
Then and only then you will experience the transformative magic of Srila Prabhupada's books.
Samo jedino onda moći ćemo iskusiti tu čarobnu transformaciju koju nam daju Srila Prabhupadine knjige.
Hare Krishna. So we will make now, we will sing now a little the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and after this I will ask you to put your relevant questions for the subject matter.
Sada ćemo malo pjevati Hare Krishna mantru, a zatim ću vas zamoliti da postavite vaša pitanja vezana uz ovo.
You can also ask about different things which have to do with reading Prabhupada's books.
Možete također postaviti i druga pitanja koja se tiču čitanja Srila Prabhupadinih knjiga.
If you want, I could explain to you how I am reading Srila Prabhupada's books, what is my system of studying.
Ako želite, mogu vam objasniti kako ja čitam Srila Prabhupadine knjige i koji je moj sustav učenja.
With questions we want to go a little bit deeper into the subject matter and also have something like a personal exchange.
Ovim pitanjima želeli bi ući malo dublje u tu temu, a to je također i neka vrsta osobne razmjene, razgovora.
Asking questions and giving answers is a wonderful way for devotees to go deeper into spiritual subjects.
Postavljanje pitanja i davanje odgovora je prekrasan način da bhakte dublje uđu u neku temu.
But now we have heard so much. Now we have to sing a little. And also, I think we should open the window. Is it possible to open the window, or will the...
No, we can close with this wooden
step. Yeah. Yeah. Or should we maybe have the windows closed when we sing? No, that is not a problem.
No.
Not a problem. Good. So, Hare Krishna, in our lecture this evening, we have discussed so far the benefits of reading the Srimad Bhagavatam.
U našem večerašnjem predavanju do sada smo govorili o dobrobiti čitanja Srimad Bhagavatama.
We have said that there are actually two results in reading the Bhagavatam.
Rekli smo da postoje zapravo dva rezultata čitanja Bhagavatama.
That is, we can feel how we become free from the conditions of material existence.
To je da možemo osjetiti kako se oslobađamo uvjetovanosti materijalnog postojanja.
And Krishna becomes manifested in our life.
A Krishna postaje manifestiran u našem životu.
Medyutam, medyutam, medyutam. This will only work if we have the right condition in our life.
Međutim, ovo će biti djelotvorno jedino tada ako imamo prave uvjete u svom životu.
That is, if we can listen with rapt attention.
A to znači da možemo slušati s punom pažnjom.
So now we have a little time for questions to this subject matter.
Sad imamo malo vremena za pitanja u vezi ove teme.
I will try my best to answer them, your questions, as good as I can.
A ja ću dati sve od sebe da odgovorim na vaše pitanje najbolje što mogu.
And I hope this will be an interesting session for all of us.
Nadam se da će ovo biti zanimljiva seansa za sve vas.
I could acoustically understand you. Please repeat.
Can you tell us the effect of
distributing? Yes.
Možeš li nam reći učinke dijeljenja Srimad Bhagavatama?
This distributing of transcendental literature is a very important factor in our spiritual tradition.
Dijeljenje transcendentalnih knjiga je vrlo važan faktor u našoj duhovnoj tradiciji.
Let us go a little bit into the history.
Vratimo se malo u povijest.
In the old times there was no book printing.
U starim vremenima nije bilo tiskana knjiga.
If you wanted to give someone a book, you had to engage a brahmana in copying the literature on the palm leaves.
Ako ste željeli nekom dati, pokloniti neku knjigu, onda ste morali angažirati brahmanu koji bi iskopirao, prepisao knjigu na palmine listove.
You can imagine, this was quite a lengthy affair and also costly, because you would have to maintain the brahmana lightly what can he was doing there.
Možete i zamisliti da je to bilo vrlo dugačko i da je dugo trajalo i da je bilo također i skupo, je trebalo kroz to vrijeme izdržavati brahmanu.
Because it was such an, let me say, intense or lengthy or even complicated affair, it was said that vidyadan, or the donation of knowledge, would be the is the most beneficial form of using charity.
I budući da je to bilo tako skupo i dugotrajno, onda se smatralo da je tako dijeljenje znanja na ovaj način najviši način davanja milosti.
Also, vidyadan is really, or the distribution of knowledge is really the most helpful in for a person's further life.
Vidyadan ili dijeljenje znanja je također vrlo važno za daljnji život osobe.
If you give a person knowledge, it is much better than just food or clothing or other forms of charity.
Dati osobi znanje mnogo je bolje nego dati joj neki drugi vid milostinje poput hrane ili odjeće.
So, vidyadan, or the giving away of knowledge, took always a very, very high place in charity, the realm of charity.
Dakle, vidyadan ili predaja znanja je uvijek visoko kotirala u tom dijeljenju milostinje.
In the old times there was even a system that when there was full moon, certain full moon, what is the beginning of the Kartik? The Kartik, the last of full moon, or?
Badra.
Some month, which we don't know, Sanskrit word is Badra, but we don't know when that is. When you would give a Bhagavatam on a golden throne, then you would go back home, back to Godhead.
U staro vrijeme postao je običaj da se u mjesecu Badra, koji ne znamo točno koji je, uglavnom kada je puni mjesec, da se da na poklon Bhagavatam na zlatnom stavku. I to bi onda značilo da se zapravo vraćate kući Bogu nakon takvog donacije.
Remember, to do this, you would have to engage a brahmana, supply the palm leaves, and the ink and everything.
No, sjetite se, da biste tako napravili, morali ste prvo angažirati brahmanu koji i dati mu dovoljno palmovog lišća i tinte i sve što mu je potrebno.
It was not just get some book from somewhere, as you know, but it would require some endeavor on your part.
Dakle, to nije bilo samo pronaći neku knjigu negdje, nego je to zahtijevalo dosta truda s vaše strane.
So let us move from this understanding into our modern times.
Preselimo se sad od onog shvaćanja u shvaćanje ovih modernih vremena.
Now it is easier to engage in book distribution.
Sada je puno jednostavnije angažirati se u dijeljenju knjiga.
But the benefit is equal.
No, dobrobit je jednaka.
I have often seen that when I have distributed books, people have personally thanked me very, very much for giving them that book.
Često sam doživio da kad sam ja dijelio knjige, onda su mi ljudi bili jako zahvalni što sam im dao.
Some people have directly experienced that with this book, which came into their life has positively changed.
Ljudi su imali neposredno iskustvo da kad su primili tu knjigu i kada je ona ušla u njihov život se izmijenio na bolje.
So, movement we have this culture that book distribution is maybe the most important form of spreading knowledge about Krishna.
U našem pokretu mi smatramo da je dijeljenje knjige najbolji način širenja svjesnosti Krišne.
Now I think you are distributing literature, is this what you do?
Sometimes,
yeah. If you can, and some whatever your station in life is, if you can in some ways continue Vidyadan or the donation of transcendental knowledge, whoop, it is a very great benefit because you become very dear to Krishna.
Ako u bilo kojoj fazi svog života možeš napraviti takav jedan vidija dan ili davati u donaciju transcendentalne knjige, onda je to vrlo veliki, vrlo značajan način da se vratiš.
Krishna says that there is no servant to him dearer in this world than he who gives spiritual knowledge.
Krishna kaže da ne postoji osoba koja mu je draža od one koji dijeli duhovno znanje.
So I wish that you become serious in your life and that you can sometimes distribute this transcendental knowledge. It's a very wonderful way to become dear to the Lord.
Želim da postanete ozbiljni u svom životu i da ponekad podijelite u književnost o svjesnosti Krišne, jer ćete tako postati jako dragi Krišni.
Any other question? Yes, please.
Možete li nam reći koji je vaš omiljeni stih iz Šrimad Bhagavatama i u čemu toliko znači? Može i dva.
Can you tell us which is your favorite verse from Srimad Bhagavatam and why is it important for you?
I will tell you the verse.
Thank you to one, Steve.
Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya Namo Namaste Tejase Avir Avir Bhava Vajanakka Vajadamstra Kamashayan Randaya Randaya Tamo Grasa Grasa Om Swaha Abayam Abayam Atmani Bhuyishta Om Shrom. The translation is a prayer to Lord Nishimadev to kindly appear in the heart and take all the obstacles to devotional service out of the heart.
Ovo je molitva gospodina Narasimhi da se ljubazno pojavi u našem srcu i da iz našeg srca ukloni sve prepreke na duhovnom putu.
I have personally chanted this prayer in times of spiritual need, and I have seen how the Lord has so kindly appeared and helped me in my spiritual life.
Ja sam osobno ovaj stih mantrao kada sam osjećao duhovnu potrebu i iskusio sam da se gospodin vrlo ljubazno pojavio u mom srcu.
Yeah. So therefore it is one of the dearest verses.
I zato mi je to jedan od najdražih stihova.
I also like the verse Tavakatam Ritam Tatta Jivanam. I also like the best verse about Krishna, Bhagavatam Natavara Kandika Kanagano. It is a verse which describes the beautiful form of Lord Krishna when he entered the Vrindavan forest.
Također volim i ovaj stih o gospodinu Krišni u kom se opisuje kako on ulazi, njegov prekrasan oblik dok ulazi u šumu Vrindavan.
Once Srila Prabhupada was asked what would be his preferred verse.
Jednom su Srila Prabhupada pitali koji bi bio njegov omiljeni stih.
And he says, when he said it's a verse from text 8 of the chapter 2 of the first canto, which goes Dharma Svanus Dita Pungsam Vishvakshena Katasuya Nopada Yat Yadiratim Shrama Eva Hikevalam. The verse says that whatever you do is actually so much useless labor if it does not help you to become attached to the message of the personality of Godhead.
Šrila Prabhupada je odgovorio da je to stih u kojem se kaže da što god radiš predstavlja samo uzaludan beskorisan posao ako ti ne pomaže da, da napreduješ u duhovnom životu. To je inače stih iz prvog poglavlja, iz prvog pjevanja, a od drugo poglavlje osmi stih.
This is, yes, I hope this answer satisfies you.
Nadam se da si zadovoljan odgovorom.
I want to encourage you to find out what is your favorite verse of the Bhagavatam.
Želim te ohrabriti da i ti saznaš koji je tvoj omiljeni stih Šrimad Bhagavatam.
It may also change from time to time.
Taj omiljeni stih se može s vremena na vreme i promijeniti.
According to the situation in which you find yourself in.
Ovisno o situaciji u kojoj se nađeš.
Some devotees, they have always a verse book with inspirational verses with them, which they look at and chant and meditate about.
Neki bhakte nose uvijek sa sobom malu kolekciju različitih stihova koje s vremena na vreme mogu čitati i meditirati na njih.
Verses can be like good friends.
Stihovi mogu biti poput dobrih prijatelja.
Who help you in important periods of your life.
Koji vam pomažu u važnim trenucima vašeg života.
Sometimes that friend knows more for your situation that you go to him. Sometimes you go to another friend like him.
Ponekad jedan vaš prijatelj može vam više pomoći u nekom trenutku života, pa idete k njemu, a ponekad vam može pomoći neko drugi.
Yes, I have a very I made a very interesting realizations in my reading of the transcendental literature.
Da, u svom čitanju transcendentalne književnosti imam vrlo zanimljive realizacije.
See, sometimes, or let me say, due to my service, I have to talk a lot on spiritual subject matters.
Zbog svoje službe moram dosta govoriti o duhovnim temama.
And I become totally frustrated with my life if I don't have anything real to talk about.
A postajem vrlo frustriran u svom duhovnom životu